Our scripture today comes from Paul's letter to the church meeting in Ephesus. I'm using the New Revised Standard Version, chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of getting ready for school and all the things we have on our list today, let us just pause for a moment, just for a moment, to hear these important words to the church of long ago and the church today. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children tossed to and fro, blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. For whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. For the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God in us, for the Word of God with us, thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you, if you will, join me as we go to prayer around the throne of grace. O God, unto whom all of our hearts and minds are known, we ask that you come right now in this place and quiet us. Quiet us from our to-do list. Quiet us from all the distractions. And quiet us, Lord, from the concerns. Lord, I ask that you be with the family who this day, the Stagg family who are burying a loved one that I just found out about. For to stand at that moment needs your grace and your mercy. We ask, O God, that you right now reveal to us ways in which we have not loved you. Ways in which our hearts have been cold and stone-like. And Lord, help us to be honest and authentic as we approach you. Build us up as a community of faith that we may be known for our love, that we may be known for the way in which we reach out beyond ourselves. May we become a church that's known not for how we do things for ourselves, but how we love on this community. Teach us, Lord, to love as you loved. Give us the courage and the boldness to accept your call. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For your servant is listening. Amen. Our topic today is to the measure. And it comes out of this text. This is the time of year that I struggle the most not being in the classroom. I just loved getting that lab ready. And I'm sure the teacher supply store has probably gone bankrupt because I'm not in the classroom anymore. I love pulling out all of my science equipment and cleaning it and inventorying it and just making sure everything was okay. I love getting the room ready and getting excited about the students who are coming because we didn't have any issues yet. You know, they weren't real seventh graders yet. Yeah. And I just love setting things up and thinking about the possibilities. and I was getting ready for this particular sermon, I thought about all the pieces of equipment in the seventh grade lab that we use to measure things. There's the ruler and the triple beam balance and all the beakers and graduated flask and all those things we use to measure with. And think about all those things in your daily life that you use to measure with. It's the measuring cup if you're a baker or the dipstick in your oil tank. What are those things that you use in your life to measure with? Our lives are permeated with objects of measurement. And so this idea of tracking our progress is a part of our lives. It's ubiquitous, really, within our culture. So how do we measure what's going on in our relationships? Which really was what this text is all about. We are expected to grow in our faith. We just celebrated a big moment for our third graders, did we not? Them receiving their own Bible. For third grade, their reading skills have improved such that they are beginning to learn how to be independent in their reading. They begin to learn how that Bible is constructed and can begin to find for themselves the stories that are contained therein. Paul says, by speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way unto him who is the head, into Christ. But how many of us get to a certain point and we say, well, that's it. I'm done. Maybe it's that confirmation. Maybe it's once we get married. Maybe when we get to the 40s. I don't even remember 40. It's so far in the rear view. Heck, I'd be happy at 50 again, you know? But we are expected to grow in our faith all the time, not just be complacent to stay stuck. If you're not growing, then you're dying when it comes to faith. You ever get in a relationship and you wake up one morning and you're like, man, this is just not what it used to be? You know, you roll over and you go, wow, the thrill is gone. Husbands, just keep your mouth shut at this point. I don't want to have a bunch of you lined up in my office this week. You ever feel like that with your relationship with Jesus Christ? You wake up one day and that mountaintop feeling is gone. The thrill is gone of that newness of the Holy Spirit in your life. That's because we haven't tended the relationship. We haven't accepted the fact that we are expected to grow in our relationship. We got to do our part. We are expected to grow. And we need to measure our progress. It says, unity until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. Enter the pencil. Isn't this great? I love Oriental Trading. Not as much as I love Amazon, but hey, I love Oriental Trading. I gave you this to kind of remind you that you didn't need to be measuring your faith progress. We have to be taught how to use the ruler. I was about third grade when I became very frustrated with the ruler. It got into all those fraction things. Like, what is an eighth of an inch? You know, and what is this quarter inch thing? You know? What's this dividing by big numbers into little numbers? I mean, it was a real problem. But we need to grow into the measure of the full stature of Christ. Wait. We are expected to grow to the full stature of Christ. We are to grow to the full stature of Christ. You mean we are to become fully Christ? Is anybody else having an aversion reaction to that one? How is it possible for us to grow into the full measure of Christ? Well, it's going to take some work. Thus, enter into the green sheet. If you pull out your green sheet in your bulletin, ways to step up. You actively have to be pursuing growing into the full measure of Christ. And we've just listed there some ways in which you can actively participate into becoming into the full measure of Christ. First thing you need to do is probably empty yourself of all those things that are blocking that relationship between you and Christ. And secondly, develop an intentional faith formation practices. What are those things that are going to bring you into a deeper, fuller relationship with Christ that will help you to stand upright into the full measure of Christ? And then, beyond yourself, volunteer in various ministries that will cause you to stretch outside of your comfort zone, cause you to step into leadership, cause you into helping other people. So there you begin to question, what is God calling me to do further and further? And then, maybe, just maybe, showing your gratitude to God through giving of your gifts back to God. All of these are measures in which you can find out how you are doing in your growth in grace toward God. And lastly, if we are mature, then we bear fruit. It says to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. If we are mature Christians, then we're going to have certain aspects in our life. And the number one fruit bearer, the ways of measuring, is how do we love? I'm not talking about a feeling. It's how do we love? Do we love even when it's hard and difficult? Do we love those who are difficult to love? Do we stand up and do the right thing rather than do things right? Do we love in the face of hate? Do we love when we'd rather walk away? Do we love as Christ loved? Do we love those whom we don't understand, those whom we may even disagree with? Do we love those who don't love us? That's bearing fruit. Is your life bearing fruit? If you're mature in the faith, you've grown to the full measure of Christ, then your life will bear the fruit of the love of Christ. So how you doing? Is it time for you to step up? Is it time for you to step out? Is it time for you to say that today I'm going to turn over a new practice? I'm going to allow Christ to change me so that I can love better. Thanks be to God. Amen.